Hold that kindly. That's the key point.
Yeah.
So we'll do 30. I'm making a recording. Can you hear me, Maggie? Is this okay for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's too dark. That's
too dark.
I just wanted to have it
comfortable. But this is nice.
That's okay
nice.
Like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm going to do a recording, and please remind us to make a recording of the movement practice that Helen's going to do, which we did last time but forgot to record. It was a beautiful practice. And they will be available. I put them on my website quite quickly. And I'll send them to Helen if the files aren't too big, and then Helen will circulate them. Okay, so we'll sit for about half an hour. One ring to start, three rings to finish. Okay? So we continue the theme that Helen set so beautifully at the opening of our session, of being aware of what's going on for us, both internally and externally. And a good way to do this is obviously, or maybe not obviously, depending upon your point of view, of actually being in tune with the physical body. What does the physical body feel like now? Sitting here in this room with fellow travellers. In whatever way works for you. We're developing awareness of a moment by moment experience. Being aware, if you like, of the shifting tides of our experience. Grounded in the here and now. Developing the noticing that Helen mentioned earlier. Noticing body. Noticing thoughts. And noticing feelings, both physical and emotional. Noticing also the external and the internal. Sounds outside of this room. The hum. The rain outside. Occasional traffic sounds. When and if they arise. And allowing them to arise and pass through the field of awareness. That still, present, self that always exists unchanging. And then there's the internal sounds of the body, stomach maybe, heartbeat, blood pulsing. We're aware of all of these things as they rise and fall in our awareness. And maybe also there's an awareness of the energy and connection between each of us in this room, one with another. Maybe feeling a sense of wholeness individually and wholeness as a group. Sharing this experience, building community. Maybe even feeling the energy flowing between us. And now gradually allowing your attention to turn towards yourself. Becoming aware of your own presence in the here and now. Perhaps tuning in a little more deeply to the body and how the body is feeling. Maybe noticing certain sensations and how they can change moment by moment. And sometimes there's an urge to maybe move or shift a little bit if something feels a little bit uncomfortable. And that's okay. perhaps trying to take a little time before actually moving, after noticing the impulse to do so. Because sometimes the urge just fades away. We can always take our time to respond. Once the body feels settled, we can gently allow our attention to move towards our breathing. If that works for you, maybe another object of attention would work for you instead, and that's okay. So, and the other object could be the whole body sitting here, or if you have your eyes slightly open, looking forward at an object in the room or outside of the window. Whatever works for you is okay. If paying attention to the breath is okay, tune in to what your rhythm is like. It may be different now from 10 minutes ago when we were talking and there was lively chatter and laughter. And we're practicing noticing, so what does the breath feel like now? Is the breath felt in the belly area, the diaphragm, the abdomen? Is the breath felt in the nasal area? Is it felt in the rise and fall of the chest, the back muscles and the shoulders? Wherever the sensation is most alive, that is the place to put the attention. Noticing the rhythm of the movement of the breath in and out. And the tempo of the breath, fast or slow. And as the breathing settles, we might notice other things settle. Thought processes, feelings might settle. becoming calmer, possibly. And as we rest in the awareness of our breathing, any thoughts that occur can be allowed to rise and fall away. Thoughts are only temporary if we allow them to be. If we can allow them to rise and fall, like the rise and fall of the breathing. Sometimes thoughts and feelings can be a little bit sticky and can hang around maybe a bit longer than we would like. And once more we notice this. We notice the sensations that might arise in our body in response to thoughts and feelings. And we still do our best to allow these thoughts and feelings to rise and fall away as best we can in this time, at this moment, in this place. And as we continue sitting here, you might become aware of a change in the pattern of your breathing. You might notice that it becomes slower. It might become deeper. Or even the breath might become unnoticeable as it does its business in the background. However it is, all we're doing is paying attention and noticing what's going on. And now allowing the attention to begin the journey back to the body as a whole. Noticing any changes there might be since we began this meditation. Maybe tuning into sensations of the body a little bit more deeply now, as we come and begin the journey to the end of this sit. Slowly tuning into the body sitting here and what it feels like sitting on the chair. Gently broadening the awareness to take in the surroundings of this, of this room and the people within it. Becoming aware again of any sounds that might be around us. Bird in the background. Rain falling, traffic passing, bringing us into the here and now in this room. Slowly, gently moving in to the present moment, here with everybody in this space. Reconnecting with others as best we can.